Marilyn Buck began her anti-racist activism as a teen in Texas. Moving to San Francisco, she organized against the war in Vietnam and was a member of the North American anti-imperialist movement, which, in the 1970s, fought for self-determination for all peoples and struggles against U.S. imperialism around the world. She aligned herself with the Black Liberation Movement, and after going underground in the 1970s, was captured and charged with participating in the 1979 prison breakout of Black Liberation Army member Assata Shakur. Buck has now spent over 20 years of a total 80-year sentence in federal penitentiary. Attorney Sophia Elijah explains the harsh sentencing against political dissidents.
The prosecution has a lot of discretion about what charges they're going to bring against people and then what sentences they will ask for. So when you have people who are political, prosecutors across the board ask for harsher sentences and then wade in for denials of parole routinely.
Revolutionaries such as Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh and Subcomandante Marcos of the Zapatistas in Mexico have used poetry as a tool of political expression. Marilyn Buck's poems also celebrate the resilience of life. In a recorded message to a packed room of activists, poets, former political prisoners and attorneys, she explains the image of the wild poppies.
When I think of wild poppies, I think of seeds blowing in the wind, crossing borders and boundaries, falling to the ground and taking root as flowers of friendship, understanding, and also of incitement. An incitement to liberation and the imagination without which we remain shadows of who and what we could be.
Susan Rosenberg, an anti-racist and feminist activist, also came out of the white anti-imperialist left. In 1999, after serving 16 years of a 58-year sentence for weapons possession, Rosenberg received presidential clemency. She now teaches literature at City University and is a human rights activist.
Marilyn Buck really is a hero, and nobody knows it. We might think a lot of different things about Marilyn Buck, but Marilyn Buck is not known in this country as the representative of a revolutionary movement that she really is. And this CD is a beginning, it's a small piece, it's Marilyn's work, it's Marilyn's life, it's Marilyn's commitment. And I want to read, to close, one wonderful poem. And to me, this poem falls in line with Brecht and with Neruda and with Hikmet and with the great poets of revolution in the 20th century. Still upon the waters, we set sail upon the seas, headed for refound land. The wind does not yet rise to propel us forward. Blow, together, blow. The winds are not yet strong enough. We put our back to the paddle. Our arms grow stronger. Others relieve us when we tire. Until the winds gain force, we will not lie still upon the waters. Free Marilyn Buck.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Williams.